Acting Navy Secretary Hung Cao is a 25-year Navy veteran. He replaced former Navy Secretary John Phelan, who unexpectedly resigned his post last month. He testified to the need to bolster the Navy's capabilities at a time when the country is at war with Iran and faces threats around the world.
We have the obligation to give our sailors and Marines the very best equipment to do their jobs. In our historic budget of $377.5 billion, we're adding 34 new ships, varying from small to large combatants, 123 new aircrafts, along with 5 unmanned ships. In 5 years, we will add 122 manned and 63 unmanned ships. We are funding our readiness of our fleet to 95%.
Alabama Republican Mike Rogers chairs the House Armed Services Committee. He said the country is falling behind in shipbuilding, and President Trump's budget request will help ensure national security.
To maintain deterrence and ensure maritime dominance, we need a robust constellation of shipyards with modern infrastructure. It also demands a large, skilled workforce capable of meeting the increased demand for shipbuilding and repairing ships. The President's FY27 budget request of $1.5 trillion is crucial in reversing that decline.
But Democratic ranking member Adam Smith from Washington said the Navy and Marines can help defend the country with a more streamlined and efficient use of federal resources.
We have modern technology that can show us how to build the systems we need in a cheaper, more affordable way and put out a platform that enables us to achieve our objectives by taking advantage of having asymmetric advantages and figuring out what weapon systems we can have that can meet our needs. That's the way we need to be thinking. And we've discussed this, but all of what I've just said, the personification of the problem is the decision to go out and try to build a $22 billion battleship. I doubt seriously whether or not we can build that. I doubt even more seriously whether or not it is what we need at this point.
The Trump administration has proposed cutting up to $2 billion from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in its budget. NOAA researches the oceans and the weather. Democratic Congressman Eric Sorensen from Illinois asked Navy Secretary Hung Cao how that might affect a military force that operates on the ocean.
How important is it that we do focus on how our climate is changing?
Sir, we know always need, the climate's always changing. I mean, it's constantly changing. And again, that's why we need meteorologists to tell us where to go and when the best time to strike is.
The Navy's budget request is $70 billion more than its request last year. That represents a 23% increase. About $66 billion of that would go toward shipbuilding. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.